WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, Glow Gedgers. Welcome back to That Girl Affirmations, your daily dose of sunshine and self-love. I'm Sienna Cruz, your rehearsed and hype woman extraordinaire, here to help you conquer the world one positive affirmation at a time. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: mental health. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, not another preaky podcast about mindfulness, hear me out. This isn't just some trendy buzzword, okay? It's about feeling genuinely good, mentally and emotionally. It's about recognizing that taking care of your mind is as essential as brushing your teeth or getting enough sleep. Think about it this way. Your mind is like a super-powered engine driving your entire life, your relationships, your career, your creativity, everything. And just like any powerful engine, it needs regular maintenance to run smoothly. So, why not prioritize that? You wouldn't neglect your car, would you? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you unlock the power of prioritizing your mental health. 1. Listen up, inner critic. That nagging voice in your head? Yeah, the one constantly putting you down or comparing you to others. Time to hit the mute button. Seriously, those negative thoughts can be incredibly draining. Start recognizing them, acknowledging them, and then gently guiding your attention elsewhere. You've got way more awesome things to focus on. 2. Stress less, live more. We all know stress is a part of life, but it doesn't have to rule it. Learning how to manage stress is key to mental well-being. Find what works for you, whether it's hitting the gym, taking a long bath, journaling your feelings, or simply spending time in nature. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. 3. Cultivate your tribe. You know that saying, you are who you surround yourself with. It's so true. Invest in relationships with people who lift you up, inspire you, and make you laugh. They'll be your cheerleaders through thick and thin, and their support will make a world of difference. 4. Embrace the power of no. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes to things you don't really want to do? Saying no is not only okay, it's crucial for protecting your time and energy. Learn to set healthy boundaries and prioritize what truly matters to you. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. If you're struggling with your mental health, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend or family member. There's no shame in seeking support, and you deserve to feel your best. Picture this. You're at work, facing a mountain of deadlines and demanding emails. Suddenly, that familiar feeling of overwhelm starts creeping in. Your heart races, your mind feels foggy, and all you want to do is curl up under your desk and disappear. Sound familiar? This happens to the best of us. But here's where prioritizing your mental health comes in. Instead of letting stress take over, you take a deep breath, step away from your computer, and go for a quick walk around the block. You listen to your favorite upbeat playlist, call a friend for chat, or simply close your eyes and practice some mindful breathing exercises. By making these small but powerful adjustments, you're not only managing your stress, you're actively choosing to take care of yourself. And guess what? That feeling of calm and clarity allows you to tackle those deadlines with renewed focus and energy. So remember, taking care of your mental health isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about making conscious choices that support your well-being and empower you to live your best life. Let's recap. You're the CEO of your own mind. Listen to that inner critic, manage stress like a boss, cultivate amazing relationships, embrace the power of no, and never hesitate to seek support when you need it. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to prioritize your mental health? Share it with me on social media using #GirlGlowUp. And remember, every day is a fresh start, so let's make it a great one.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.